guys, welcome to The Things I Do For Love, a brief Game of Thrones card game podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Things I Do For Love. Have a little bit of news, or I guess an idea going forward here that I wanted to take a moment to chat with you guys about. Of course, as I said earlier, this shorter format was a little bit of an experiment for me to see what all can be done, what sorts of things we can cover, and issues we can tackle. And I think so far, we've done a few interesting things. Definitely learned a little bit about the format. But I think I wanted to expand on that, keep going with the next idea. That is, not to expand the length of the actual show, but to take a look more about the things that we're doing. And, you know, there has been a gap, shall we say, in the online commentary world for a long time now, really. And, you know, I've been a part of that as much as anyone else, and that is that so much of it winds up being so very U.S.-centric. A lot of the podcasts that have popped up have definitely been in that vein, and of course that colors our viewpoints, that colors the information that goes out to everyone else. Now, of course, there have been some other shows, notably, of course, Banter and Great Beards Westeros on the European side. And it is awesome to get some perspective from across the pond, as it were. I'm always a big fan of that. Now, what I've been thinking about here with this short format show, though, is that maybe we could expand that even more, you know, as a kind of medium of common expression. Many of us here in the Global Thrones playgroup speak or at least read and write English, so I'm hoping that many of you speak it as well, even as a second language, because I would like to put the call out. I would like to start utilizing The Things I Do For Love as a way to get to know some folks in other countries, in different segments of the world that maybe don't normally get that kind of podcast time. You know, places in South America, you know, in Asia, in Oceania, and, you know, various parts of Europe that don't have their own podcasts at the moment, things of that nature. So, thankfully, a short format show like this means I can be a little bit more flexible with recording times. So, I have hope, at least, that if some folks are interested, that feel comfortable in their English speaking capabilities, would be available for 10 to 15 minutes during what would be my day, possibly somewhere between, you know, say 11 o'clock and 2 p.m., 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., central time here in the States. I'm hoping that that's a window that some of the other folks not in the North American time zones can work with a little bit, and so that we could reach out and find out, you know, a little bit about your group. What's popular over there? What's going on? Is there a concern that you guys have really been wanting to harp on? Is there just a topic you love exploring or tackling? And I would like to broaden that particular reach and range. So that said, if you are interested and available for that type of thing, please let me know. Either message me on Facebook or respond to this episode post, or shoot me an email at contact@whitebookpodcast.com, and we can take a look at bringing the rest of the world to the ears of all our great listeners, and really helping this global family, see a side of things that doesn't always get to be shown off as much as many of us wish that it would be. So aside from that, happy Monday, and these are the things we do for love.